Well, thank you for joining us on this wet morning. It's Tuesday, December 6th. Right now on KPIX 5 News at 6, we're still dealing with wet conditions all throughout the Bay Area. It'll taper off in a bit, but we'll track that time coming up in your full forecast.
Yeah, and that wet weather may mean some troubles on the freeways. I'll have your hot spots as we take a look at your morning commute coming right up.
Should SFPD get the okay to use robots for deadly force? The concerns ahead of a key vote happening today, Amanda.
Really interesting debate there, Justin. Plus, will the Bay Area see a winter COVID surge? An infectious disease specialist weighs in this morning on recent wastewater samples where the virus was detected. Jocelyn.
And an election with national implications is happening in Georgia today. Plus, right here in the Bay Area, why San Jose city leaders have rejected pleas for a special election.
I'd like to get us out volunteering at least once during the holiday season.
And meet the East Bay fifth graders, making a big difference by giving back to their community.
We all have our eyes on the skies this morning with so much rain over the weekend and now heading into our week as well. And it's not easy for anybody driving into work, but also it hasn't been easy for our dogs this morning.
No, no. We were just talking about it earlier, taking the dogs out this morning in that rain.
Do you do a rain jacket for Chopper?
I need to get one at this point.
Stella has a cute pink one.
It's helpful.
Chopper needs a cute blue one. All right. Well, it was a wet morning for us, and it still is as we speak. Extending into the next couple hours, low pressure is still circulating its way in from offshore. And this system is directly over us. Notice how it's circulating just right here. As we zoom in a little bit closer to the South Bay, we're starting off with drier conditions. But don't be shocked if you just see that quick splash of rain push its way through this morning. We're seeing a lot of light scattered showers in the South and our East Bay too, but it's a lot heavier for our friends up in the North Bay. They're getting hit with some heavier pockets right now just along 101, heading south into San Rafael, Mill Valley, and all the way into San Francisco, just along the Golden Gate Bridge. So heavy storms for us this morning. We're keeping a very close eye on that up in the North Bay, but it will clear up as we head into the afternoon. We're actually going to be left with some sunnier conditions for our Wednesday forecast. Daytime highs are expected to peak tomorrow, but for now, we're just dealing with some gloomy morning conditions. Now, like I said, that's going to start changing, but this does impact the roads out there. I just talked about it, 101 right now up in the North Bay. It's not looking good.
We already had an accident there this morning right around San Rafael. It's cleared, so that's good news. But yeah, slick surfaces in and around there. So be extra cautious. Give a lot of space between you and the car in front of you. And let's start off with a live look at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. It is already getting busy here as well. Metering lights are officially on, and we're definitely seeing that backup building. So give yourself some extra time heading into San Francisco this morning with those lights flipped on. Travel time sitting just about 12 minutes from the maze over into San Francisco. If you are headed across the upper deck, it's a little more crowded there heading into the city. I want to zoom in here on this trouble spot. This is westbound 24 Mount Diablo Boulevard. A couple cars tangled up here. It's on the right-hand side of the roadway, but down to 9 miles per hour. So traffic is just crawling along through there. So if you are commuting out of Walnut Creek this morning, heading over onto 24, definitely seeing some brake lights there. And again, that slick surfaces could be a factor, so just be cautious. Justin.
Well, taking a live look at San Francisco City Hall this morning. This morning's top story, today the Board of Supervisors will vote again on a controversial proposal to give police access to so-called killer robots. Dozens of people protested the plan at City Hall with banners that read, "No killer robots." They call this proposed policy dangerous and reckless. Now, to be clear, San Francisco already has access to these devices, but Jocelyn, this policy will let them use them differently.
Yeah, Justin, and SFPD Chief Bill Scott was supposed to hold a town hall on the topic last night, but he canceled last week because the venue said he didn't have enough officers to staff it. But as our Mary Lee reports, the event went on anyway and was rebranded as a community conversation about policing.
Here at Nanny's in the Mission, Avante Daniels came to this special town hall to share his voice in his new home. He moved to San Francisco from Atlanta 2 years ago.
This is my home now, and so I believe in having an invested stake in my community. I want to see my city thrive and flourish.
One of the topics Avante was especially concerned about was San Francisco Supervisor's upcoming second vote on Tuesday, allowing the San Francisco Police Department's use of deadly force with remote-controlled robots.
This removed a lot of stress for me. Anytime there's a lot of vagueness on what police are actually doing, especially in a Black Lives Matter kind of space, it it leads to a lot more security in question for me as a person of color.
Deborah Walker with the San Francisco Police Commission was there on her own to hear everyone's comments. She also cleared up some misconceptions, saying the police force has had these robots for a decade and has never used them.
One of the big jokes tonight was on the headlines of killer robots and, you know, essentially Skynet coming to San Francisco, which is always the joke. And to hear that the robots have been around for 10 years and that they're not using AI and they're not going to do any of that kind of stuff, I was able to text like 5 of my friends immediately and be like, hey, here's something that like was not on the articles because it probably wasn't in the press release.
Civil rights, racial justice, and labor groups took to San Francisco City Hall Monday morning to demand elected officials reject authorizing SFPD robots to use deadly force. In a written statement, the executive director of Californians for Safety and Justice, Tanish Hollins, had this to say. San Francisco leaders must stop politicizing the issue of public safety and focus on the immediate needs of the people. Meanwhile, back at Manny's, the community conversation brought more awareness and understanding from both sides.
Learning more about this, you know, this killer, it's just so strange to even say that, but learning more about these robots and, you know, the fact that it isn't some sort of new program, it's been here all along, and now, you know, we're finally coming up with the right guidelines. It doesn't make me feel like, oh, this is totally okay, go ahead and do it, but at least I feel like I'm a more informed member of the community.
Mary Lee, KPIX 5. And if supervisors back the policy today, it will head to Mayor Lyndon Breed's desk for her approval. Amanda.
Let's look at this morning's top stories now. The former interim head of the U.S. Capitol Police will be the next UC Berkeley police chief. Yogananda Pittman was one of the first black women to captain the Capitol Police. She served as interim chief for 6 months following the January 6th insurrection. Pittman will start at Berkeley on February 1st when the current chief, Margo Bennett, retires. She said she'll spend the first 100 days on the job meeting with groups to get a better understanding of their concerns. Today's an important day for the U.S. Senate. It is election day in Georgia. A lot of hype leading up to this. This is to determine the runoff race between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and GOP challenger Herschel Walker. More than 1.8 million voters have casted early ballots already, but heavy rain is expected all day today, and the concern is that it could hurt the turnout. So in the next half hour, we'll check in with Skylar Henry, who's live in Georgia, with more details on that. California's COVID numbers are up. As the Chronicle reports, Bay Area wastewater samples indicate this winter surge could actually top last summer's Omicron wave. We asked UCSF infectious disease specialist Dr. Peter Chin Hong why, and he said natural immunity is waning from last winter, and a lot of people still have not been boosted. But he also said to expect a milder winter as compared to the last two.
So what are you seeing overall is high levels of virus in the community, but because people have been exposed over and over again, it's not necessarily translating into as many seriously ill people.
California's test positivity rate is at 10.8%, but the real number is likely higher since many home tests go unreported.
Here's a live look at Palisades, Tahoe this morning. Looks like we're going to get some fresh powder over on the slopes this week. And from that snowfall in the Sierras to highway shutdowns, it certainly can cause problems. Californians continue to deal with the fallout from the stormy winter season. In this morning's Travel Tuesday, experts are warning drivers to be on high alert during holiday road trips.
Business booms on a Sierra snow day, especially for the last stop before Echo Summit on Highway 50.
Well, a lot of people buying chains and hot chocolate, something to stay warm with.
The Tahoe Paradise Chevron, the place to be, as many drivers were told to turn back.
They wanted us to turn around and make sure we had chains on to be safe, so that's what we're doing.
It's been a messy day on the roads with spinouts and closures.
We had pretty much slid out a little bit up the road, and we were actually left up there for about 4 or 5 hours.
A local Good Samaritan saved the day with a free tow, a case of beer, the currency for an act of kindness.
Thank you so much again, bro.
We're people. We help each other, right? That's what this life is all about. That's what we're on this planet to do.
The soft, powdery snowfall is welcome news for ski resorts in Tahoe, especially for Sierra at Tahoe, opening over the weekend for the first time since damage caused by the Caldor fire.
I mean, even just coming today, it looks a lot different. So, I mean, I'm really glad they were able to open.
Even the bears out to enjoy the snow, busy, after the Caldor fire burned 1,600 of its 2,000 acres.
There aren't quite as many trails open right now, but definitely still a lot of people.
Still, the weekend storm catching some off guard.
It snowed a lot harder than we thought it would. We're a little shaky off it. We hydroplaned a few times and everything.
Another hazard on the roadways, with so much rain falling, an icy mix can cause issues for drivers. A reminder to take it slow on mountain travel.
I just checked in with CHP. There are chain restrictions on 80, 50, 88, and closures already on parts of 89. So.